hi to everyone listening at home. We're back here with the professional patients, Ruben and Ollie. Before we get cracking, there is it was brought to our attention that we made some mistakes
in our last episode. This is actually going to be a quick an apology. For some reason, unknown to us, we've actually got two diehard fans, two very dedicated fans doing the apology on our behalf. Gareth Kane and Harry Southgate have done a pre-recorded message from the Transplant World Cup. Two very busy guys, but yeah, they're just doing a quick apology on our behalf. Because apparently we can't. So here we are.
Here's over to them.
Over to them.
Yeah, the boys were doing really well. They were going so smooth through the quarterfinal part of the podcast. If I may say anything in his defence, Ruben usually refers to his partner with pet names as opposed to her birth name, Esra. Having spoken to Esra, he feels relatively unscathed, and it all comes down to how the boys reacted in the difficult moments. They've been together for long periods of the game, and I just wanted to share the apology with everybody and share it with everyone at home.
Yeah, as mentioned, I felt the boys in the first quarter of the episode, they were in complete control, doing really, really well, really strong, really powerful. But Ollie learned from the 25th of June episode that he got his and his Missy's timing wrong for them dating. It's actually been 4 to 5 months instead of 6. They just have to go into the next episode more prepared, stronger, and as you can tell from my accent at the end here, I've been in New York a lot, so yeah, sorry about that. And back to the professional patients in the studio. Thank you.
This is the Professional Patients Podcast with Ruben and Ollie.
And we're back at the Professional Patient Studio. Yeah. That was a bit of an odd one, weren't it, Rose?
But it was, you'd think the twin brothers of Southgate and Kane would be a little bit busy right now. Do you know why?
Rubes, why? I'll let you set up here.
We've only got through to the finals of the Euros. Come on, England. We've done it.
I love the like the excitement there. You sound so depressed.
No, it was. I was playing around my phone, and this is why I can't do two things at once.
It's all good. But it's all right.
Jokes aside,
we're through.
The final.
I don't want to say it's coming home. I don't want to be that guy. But oops,
I'm nervous. I'm not going to say it. You've said it.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous. Very nervous.
But that's not what this episode's about.
This is it.
Well, also, yeah, cheers again to the twins of Harry Kane and Gareth Southgate.
Thank you for taking time out.
I'm kind of jealous he spent so much time in New York, apparently, in the middle of a damn pandemic.
Yeah.
A bit of an odd one, that. But yeah, anyway, Rubes, what's this episode going to be about?
Today, we are going to speak about how to support a partner that's a patient.
Yes.
That we've had.
Specifically us.
Yeah, well, it's always going to be specific.
Well, yes. This is, I know we do this every episode, and it's probably
always good
sounding like a stuck record by now.
No, but there's new people joining us on our journey as we speak, which we are, thank you if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome.
Thank you for listening to us speak.
They might be like, what's going on? What was that whole intro about? I thought this was
I hope that's not normal, that's a bit odd, no, don't like that.
Well, welcome to the podcast. We are not very normal, and we're not really normal, quite odd.
Boring would that be? I wonder what it's like waking up in the morning and just being like, you know what? I have two working kidneys.
That would be
no scars, and I don't have a bag of piss attached to me.
Yeah.
2 liter overnight drainage bag from Hollister. Big it up.
This is it.
Well, let's just pretend I didn't just cave
in
my chest.
Shout out to Hollister, first sponsor.
Our first sponsor is the dudes and dudettes from Hollister who give me my piss bag.
That's it.
So thank you for that.
Sorry, that was a complete joke, by the way. They're not sponsoring us. But if you are tuning in and you want to sponsor us, more than happy to.
We're desperate.
We've already stated our claims. We want a lip balm. Well, I want lip balm.
You want lip balm. I want a 4 liter overnight drainage bag instead of my 2 liter, because I can only daisy chain it together so many times. But anyway, we've gone on a slight detour as per normal.
Ollie, let me ask you a question.
Go for it.
So we're going to discuss how to support a partner that is a patient.
Yes.
I feel like it's always good to start with the bad.
Yeah, we'll get all that out of the way.
The good, you know, get
and
out of the way.
We'll finish on a cute little story, normally do. I don't even know what's happened to me accidentally. It is what it is. The bad stuff.
The bad
stuff. How not to support a patient, specifically a patient on the ward, someone who's probably not going through the best time.
Yeah.
Throughout this, I'm going to be using my own personal experiences of
likewise.
When I'm saying I'm using my personal experience, this is also talking to a lot of other patients who,
of course, yeah,
kind of do agree. Who have had basically, if you're a transplant patient and you've been doing this for a while, you can probably relate to this a lot. The good stuff and the bad stuff, unfortunately.
Definitely. I think it comes from a place of knowledge,
yeah,
as opposed to just it is us
experience,
talking, but we're learning from others' experiences as well within our transplant family.
But if you are new to it and you are listening to this, don't do the bad stuff we're about to say.
Yeah.
We should get into it.
Well, the first one, I'm just going to go straight in with
go
it.
On.
Starting with the bad. False promises, mate.
Oh,
it
sucks.
It sucks, doesn't it? Because, you know, if you're seeing someone, so again, this is under that kind of bracket of
relationships. Romantic
like
relationships.
So,
lovey-dovey, ooh, cooties.
That's it, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
All of the cooties that you have, and that's why you're admitted to hospital, because you've got
100%.
Cooties. And you're a cutie with cooties. And basically what happens is you get false promises. I mean, in the past I've been seeing someone or whatever, and I get texts saying, oh yeah, and then you know I'm coming and seeing you on, let's say, the Wednesday, and then I'm looking forward to that Wednesday because I'm going to be like, oh yeah, I get to see them, I get to spend time with them, bearing in mind you've been in hospital for a week or whatever. Wednesday turns up, she never shows up. So that really sucks, isn't it?
To say that all around me are familiar faces. Oh, I grew a lisp there, apparently.
You're full of the impressions today, man. Love it.
No, I don't know. I don't want to leave an impression. That was just me having
Peter
a moment.
Griffin singing.
Peter Griffin is upset
world
because his missus made a promise to visit him on the ward and he didn't.
He didn't listen.
Why not? It sucks. Like, especially when you're on the ward for a long time. Long period of time. I've spent like a year on the ward constant before.
Exactly.
And the only thing, okay, this sounds really dramatic, saying the only thing that kept me going, that's a bit over the top, but something that would help a lot with me would be it came to the Sunday or the Monday, and it would be, I know like my mates or the lass I was seeing at the time is visiting me on the like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
So that would be something I would aim for, because
I don't think that's dramatic.
Finally enough, it's not much to do on a ward.
No.
When you're very unwell. Like,
and
the
obviously
main...
we've been on wards before Netflix, before mobile phones,
the good old days.
You know. So you are kind of just sitting there.
Yeah.
Kind of doing nothing. You might, if you're someone who enjoys... Yeah, I was going to say, if you
have
enjoy
a
reading
read.
Or...
Just a lot of reading, but there's only so many books you can go through.
This is
I'm looking at you, Harry Potter, and Chronicles
I'm not really
of Narnia,
of Harry Potter,
and
as you know,
Lord of the Rings. I don't blame you, to be honest. I read it so many times, I got bored. Great tissue paper though. just don't do it. Don't make a promise and say I'm going to rock up on that. I don't know why we keep using Wednesday, but here we are. Rubes. This is me doing an impression of your ex.
Right.
Hi, Rubes. Yeah, I'm going to visit
Spot
you on Wednesday. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Yeah.
Comes to Wednesday. Oh, I should be visiting Rubes, but instead I'm not going to visit Rubes. And if I keep in this pitch, I'm going to burst something. So there we go. Here we are.
Yeah. It's just that false promises, because when you're on the ward, it's like you said, you're waiting for that thing that you're looking forward to.
Yeah.
So if it is that Wednesday or Thursday and you've been in for the past week or whatever, you're like, oh, okay, I've got something to look forward to. But also, like, you're on... I mean, in my situation, I was like boosted on Pred. So I'm getting mood swings.
Oh.
And I'm obviously trying my best to not take
the
it
Hulk.
Out on the people around me, being the doctors, nurses, parents, family, whoever. So I just keep as quiet as I can or as composed as I can or whatever. And you're looking forward to someone and whatever. And then it's just, I'm saying a lot of whatever's it.
Yeah.
But it's like the mood swings. It's just don't.
It
just
sucks.
Just be open and just say, like, you know, I can't come.
Yeah.
Don't make these promises and then just not.
Just be honest. Which leads on, it doesn't lead on, but we need we need a bit of a bridge. It's a bit of a crap bridge I've just built, but it's there.
It leaves
which
you
leads
speechless,
to
right?
Speechless,
which
is what happens when you don't listen to a patient. Boom. We did it somehow.
You pulled that one out
of my arse like GTA.
You did it. So when you're talking about not listening to a patient, go on. Is there anything specific
for
that you
example,
want to talk about?
It's me and you as an example. I'm on the ward.
Yeah.
It's actually better yet. We're going to add a third character in.
Yeah.
We're going to call him Mr. Big Nose.
Mr. Big Nose. Okay.
We're going to call him Mr. Positive.
Mr. Positive.
That's
what
we're going to do. And is how it works. Ollie's on the ward. He's really not doing too well.
Yeah.
He's lost 3.5 stone in 3 weeks. He can't keep anything in him. Everything's coming out both ends.
not
at his looking worst footwear.
Yeah.
And he gets a lovely little text from two gorgeous friends of his just going, hey, we're going to pop up and visit you tomorrow because we've got clinic.
That's it, yeah.
Lovely thought. One, thank you for sending a text and giving me a heads up, because 99% of the time I'm on this side room and I am naked and I ain't looking good. And well, the last thing you want to see is walking in on a 3.5 stone weaker Oliver laying there
basically
with his knob hanging out, and you like he's lost so much weight, you're trying to work out is that an HB pencil is that his penis, you don't know what's going on. But anyway, and you know what happened there, Roops?
Go on.
We got two reactions. You listened.
Yeah,
listened to me, and you went, well, because I actually backtrack, I answered the text with going, actually cheers, lads, but no, I'm good. Like, I'm feeling far too rough. Just... Because there are times in the ward where you're just like, that's really nice, people coming to visit, but I need a bit of me time. I need to work out, like, am I going to keep this single minstrel down, or is this minstrel going to come out looking like a minstrel?
That's it.
Is this Lucozade still going to come out of my ass fizzy? The answer is yes. But yeah, and you, of course, didn't turn up. Because I asked you.
Because you said.
Which is perfect. Because I said.
We're speaking quite generally in terms of relationships.
Yes.
More friendships. For this in that one. Case.
Just.
But you, I think you're going on to say something that's really important in terms of listening to someone.
Yeah, listening to someone.
Because sometimes you don't want.
Mr.
Company.
Positive rocked up. And what did Mr. Positive see?
What did he see?
My skinny white ass, not looking well at all. And I was like, I'm not getting changed. You can deal with this therapy that you need now, son.
So, Mr.
Positive became quite negative.
He became it put you in a negative situation. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
But before we, so anyway, listen to your patient.
Yeah.
To your patient. Listen to your other half, basically, because I've had past girlfriends do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And they've got angry at me for not wanting to see them, and I'm like, that's not the. Why are you making this about you, love?
Yeah.
Like,
it's true.
Get out of here.
The thing is, I'd like to think I always try and think about other people as well.
Yeah.
When you're in a situation where you kind of, you're in pain or you're feeling so weak that you kind of can't really think about other people,
as harsh
as that might sound or selfish as it might sound.
It sounds selfish.
I just don't want to see people right now.
No.
It doesn't matter who, like even my own mum and dad, I'd be like, listen, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Even if you're not fine, obviously, which is another thing entirely.
It's a whole shebang. But yeah.
You just want to be left to your own devices and you just want to chill in the hospital bed, just be taken care of, unfortunately, and you don't want to see anyone. And people do rock up, and that's another thing, like, kind of almost weirdly in line with false promises. It's just not listening to another patient, like you said.
It's a double-edged sword, but...
Is there anything a bit more specific you wanted to talk about?
Oh, regarding...
Is there something that you told me? There is a story that you told me about
which
how
leads
you're
on
in, you're in hospital.
Beautifully. I'm in hospital. I'm what they call kneeled by mouth.
Yeah, which is
you're not allowed to eat or drink.
How many hours, roughly?
Normally, I want to say it's 8 to 12 hours. I might have that wrong. For a guy who's been doing this for 25 years, you would have thought I'd know the hours, wouldn't
you? It's all a blur.
We're not
trained medically.
No.
We're just experienced.
Boom. What
so
a cover.
I'm just gonna chuck that disclaimer.
You've just given me another shield there for my ass. Thank you.
No worries.
But it's a long period of time. Yeah. It's not like 10-15 minutes. I'm fairly sure it's more than 6 hours.
Yeah. Just to clarify, by the way, I think from my knowledge, kneel by mouth is obviously basically you're not allowed to eat.
Yes.
And it's because...
Or drink.
Yeah, or drink anything for a set period of time.
Yep.
And it's because it usually happens when you're going into surgery or you're having a procedure like a biopsy maybe or something like that. So in that situation, Ollie, you're kneel by mouth and you can't eat.
Yes.
So 9 times out of 10... The majority of human beings would be starving. Is it fair to say starving?
I mean, a bit of a dramatic way of saying it, but they're damn hungry.
Yeah. So if you were with someone...
Yeah.
Who
understood the situation.
Yeah.
Who knew that you were kneeled by
mouth.
This is a
very specific kind of shout-out, but the opposite of a shout-out.
A slap. Is what it's going to be, a verbal slap.
To someone.
So...
What do they do?
I'll tell you what you don't do. You don't sit in front of me and eat an entire chicken and chips. And I haven't eaten in a day by then because my surgery's been put back because I'm so unwell.
Yeah.
But we don't know when my surgery's been put back. No one's fault because an emergency's come in, so they're operating on the emergency.
Yeah, of course.
Fair enough. Eat your own. But I'm still laying there like 12 hours later. I've had to have a drink at that point because, you know, it is what it is. You've got meds to take. And it sucks ass. It makes it worse that, you know, someone's sitting there in front of you eating a bit of chicken and chips, or what? I think it was actually bacon, chicken and chips, or what? Something that I like.
Something that you actually
I really like. And I really
like. At that point, cardboard, probably the box smelt nice.
I
could have eaten
like,
that.
Yeah.
Because nail by mouth is not fun sometimes.
It's not. Like, even when you've got, because everyone's like, oh yeah, IV fluids help. No, you ever really say that to me. The only taste you get in your mouth with IV fluids and nail by mouth is just like you've just been right hooks by Mike Tyson.
Here we
and
go.
It's just pure metal. It doesn't taste good.
It's not nice.
It's not nice. Yeah, it is what it is. So yeah, don't do that either.
Don't eat chicken and chips when your partner is...
Don't eat anything in front of them.
Yeah.
Which leads on to a positive, Rubes.
Oh, pardon me, sorry. But
which the best thing to do in that situation is do what one of my exes did and my parents, which is... and with each other and other transplant patients, which is, hey... Really sorry, I do need something to eat. I'm not going to eat in front of you, so I'm going to go off the ward.
Yeah.
Because there's also other people in the ward who are nail by mouth.
Well,
they don't want that either.
It's just thinking about other people, like whether it's your partner or just generally, there's other, like you said, there's other people in the ward. I remember one time, like obviously this is when I was a lot younger, and mum would always say, close the curtain when you eat.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why?
Yeah,
like,
no, that's a really good way of doing
it. And it's like, it makes sense, if, especially if you're in the hospital bed.
Yeah, 100%.
And other people are obviously on the hospital, you can't get out of your hospital bed. And mum would always say that. I was like, oh, what? I just want to eat. Why do I need to be eating in silence, like secretly? Yeah. And then it was because of
when when you get older, you realise. And yeah, that's a really good way of doing it. I usually just go for a little gander, go for a waddle if I'm able to.
Obviously,
and then eat off the ward, because I use that as a bit of me time as well.
I think it helps when you're obviously lying down for such a long time to move around a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's just
you get the old creaky bones.
Quick tip to be
get that ass out of bed.
That's it.
But yeah.
But you were going to say, like, let's get that. We've done our negative.
Yeah, we've done all the negatives.
Let's go to the positives.
The negative nannies are out of the way. but yeah, which leads on to our, again, I'm building another bridge here. Very good one. It's rickety. Yeah. It's got osteoporosis.
Oh, dear.
Much like me. But yeah, like, a good way to support, this is specifically for relationships, for romantic relationships.
Yeah.
It works for friendships, but this one's specifically romantic.
Yeah.
It's like making it obvious you're there for them. That is a very personal thing. Obviously, some people prefer different things. Like for me, you know, like my big thing is like if you're making it obvious, you're there for me is like, don't tell me, just do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, give me a heads up, you're coming to visit, but come and visit. Unless, of course, like, don't get me wrong, don't take time out of your work day or anything like that, but maybe come and visit after work, for example.
Like,
or
as silly as it sounds.
Whatever.
Like,
even if it's for 5 minutes.
Like,
I know it sounds dumb, but even if it is for 5 minutes, a quick, hey, how you doing? You know, I brought you this.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not kneel by mouthful, I'll appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. Here you go. Here's all of these chocolates that you can't have right now.
But lol, I'm going to put them just out of your reach as well. Yeah, no, make it obvious you're there for them. Again, I know that's very personalised, it's probably not very helpful, but like if your other half is on the ward or you're on your wards and your other half is new to this whole thing, just like just talk to each other.
Yeah.
Make it like what is best for them. How will, you know, like, oh yeah, I really want to see you on Wednesday. We'll do your best to get them on Wednesday. If you can't get them on Wednesday, Thursday or Friday. We've got 7 days in a week.
Well,
make
it
last.
Yeah. I think also there's lots of hours on a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday.
Yeah,
so if you can't come in the morning or if you can't come during certain visiting times or whatever, try and make it work. I think it sounds like a no-brainer because people might be listening to this thinking, yeah, but isn't that something that you'd want to do?
Honestly, you'll be surprised.
But you'd be surprised, yeah.
You'd be surprised
how many people will, like, and again, I'm talking about relationships here, not friends, because friends, like, you know, friends have, like, for me, in my experiences, I've always been, like, really quite, I feel like, blessed.
Yeah.
One would say we've had a previous episode, Blessed with the Best, which we are very... No, but mate, I know, yeah, I just got a call back to a previous episode, of course. But we have been very lucky with our friend circles and things because they've been very much like, you know, they turn up and they will come and whatnot. When you're in a relationship situation, there's a few things that I'm sure that are going through their head.
Yeah.
So my partner would say, my exes would say in the past, or one of them in particular would say, I don't want to see you like this, so I don't want to, you know. So I was just like, all right, fair enough. But
yeah,
drop us a message. But then the messages just became less frequent, and it's just like, okay, cool. Like, thankfully, I had lots of good people in my life to support me during that period. But it's like, it was a pretty easy but lame cop-out excuse
to say
stuff like that. But,
you know, but, yeah, it's rubbish. Like, my ex very similar thing.
Sorry, I'm going back as a negative.
But yeah, no, it was very much just like, oh yeah, you can support. Well, like, with my relationships, I make it obvious how that I'm very open. Like a book that is very old and used. So I'm very open. I think that's a polite way of putting it. But everyone knows how to support me, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And my ex was very similar, where she knew how to support me, but she'd somehow flip that bad boy and make it about her.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I know you're in hospital, but you know, I've got this and this going on. And I'd be like, okay, well, all right. If it was genuine, that'd be fine, but it ain't. Anyway, we ain't going even going to go
let's
down
leave
that route.
There. But I think it's good, like you mentioned, the whole kind of making time to talk, allow space to talk, I think is really important.
Yeah.
But again, just to reiterate, just talk when you're ready. Make that offer and reach out to people. Because one thing I will say, actually, and this is something I love so much about my partner, and I'm quite lucky again because, well, unfortunately, she's been through very similar things. But one thing I would say in terms of like a thing that's great is learning about your illnesses. So okay, Ruben's in hospital, okay, cool, he's boosted on Preds.
What is
Pred, and how does it affect him? Why is his messages short? Why does he not want to talk? Why does he ... So it's one of those things where, you know, like, how do you, because this is it's a long-term thing. It's a long-term illness. Like, transplants aren't a cure, unfortunately. And it's a case of you're in it for the long run. And I think kind of educating yourself as a good partner, I think educating yourself about what they're going through, why they're going through it, and what can be done.
When we're saying really that, we don't mean like going off and doing courses and stuff like that. Because again, this is very personal. So like with me, when I'm on extremely high doses of Pred, let's use Pred as an example, because it's the more famous one.
It's a more famous and it's easier to explain.
Pred being a steroid, higher dose of Pred, the more your mood swings are. My mood swings are disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely rancid mood swings. I'm talking
especially when you're
young
and
you know, 8-year-old chubby steroided up. That's a word there. Ollie. Like, oh yeah, yeah, we're just taking your blood, Zolly. Oh, you missed the vein. And I'm like, what?
And his name's
what?
John Cena.
And his name's Oliver Crawley. And I'm just smashing
everything.
It's like 4 or 5 guys holding me back I'm just like pounding my chest like a crap King Kong. And I tore my shirt off like an England fan because, you know, we're finally in the finals. Like,
sorry,
swinging it around.
Sorry, mate, what did you just say?
Pounding my chest like King Kong. I'm on purpose going to mess this up for you.
Because we're into what?
We're into the finals, Rubes. Finally, after so many episodes, we got that right.
This is such a roundabout episode. Sorry, we're just. I feel like we need to preface this with it's been a bit of a late one last night for us because we did watch.
Rubes, there's no two ways about it, mate. We're both hungover.
Yeah, I mean, England got in. We're very happy.
Yeah.
But please continue listening. Anyway, sorry, carry on. I just feel like I need to give that kind of premise. Yeah. Everyone must be happy.
Yeah.
I'd like to think. The nation has come together.
A bit for the first time in a long time.
Anyway,
you don't have to take a course or anything, unless you really want to. Where me personally and with a lot of this is talking to a lot of other transplant patients, the best way to learn about what your other half, the patient, is going through is talk to them.
Exactly.
Like, literally just, like, so, okay.
Like, don't get me wrong. Sorry to cut you off.
That's all right, babe.
Don't get me wrong. Like, doctors and nurses are brilliant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they will know all the scientific things and all the medical, like, the impacts and this, that, and the other. But in terms of who feels the impacts are you and me, those who are living with these conditions, living with these illnesses. So, like you said, I think it's important to talk to that person that you're seeing, that you're with, that you care, that you love, whatever word you want to use for it, that you want to support.
Yeah.
That's why you have these conversations with the patient themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's not just Pred. Me, for example.
Go on.
Catheterizing.
Yeah.
Right? Your bad boy wakes up in the morning, he's got a 2-litre piss bag attached to him. Imagine calling it anything Hollister. Hollister, darling.
Hollister.
Hollister. like, but I wake up most mornings with bladder spasms, and like, they're not nice. There's no two ways about it. Like, if you look at me in the morning, you can see, okay, this is going to sound bad audio, so Rubes is going to describe what I'm doing.
Oh, dear.
You can hear in the morning. That's my bladder.
That's his
don't
bladder.
Get anything else from that noise or sound effect.
Please don't.
Disgustance. But yeah, like, you can see my bladder spasming.
You can physically see, like,
yeah,
it's like
not
your skin
nice.
Vibrating kind of
so
thing.
My current missus is brilliant with it, and she when she first saw it in the morning, she was like, okay, what can I do? Like, you know, and it was a very simple question, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's a bit, is that it? I was like, well, yeah, that's all it takes. Yeah. What can I do? And for me, it was very simple, like, yeah, let me just take the bag out, and then we can have a little cuddle or whatever we want to do this morning, because it was a weekend. So.
No, of course. I think also it's like, how involved do you get, and how strong is your relationship with
how early is it as well? Exactly. Like, you know, there's a lot to take on board.
As you now know, you know obviously how long you've been dating your missus now.
Of course. After the beautiful, what was his name? Gareth Kane.
Gareth Kane
did Harry an apology, Southgate. And Harry Southgate apologised on my behalf because apparently
we're too proud.
It's not even that we're proud. We're just hungover and idiots. Yeah. So it's all good. But yeah,
but it's more. I think just kind of coming back to that whole, how involved do you want to get?
Yeah.
Make sure, because it's obviously there's two sides to a coin, right?
Yeah.
You're with someone, maybe they don't want to know all these kind of intimate parts of you just yet. They want to take a step back because intimacy is really important in any relationship, along with like having that open dialogue and being able to talk. But I think it's like balance as well. Like for someone, like for me, I mean, I keep going on about this. I lucked out because the person I'm with, she's been through similar things. So it's a lot of things are left unsaid.
Yeah.
So the support will always be there.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have to be, okay, now I need to tell you about this particular medication I'm on, or why do you need to pack this, or why do you need to do that, or why do you feel this certain way?
Yeah.
So it's quite straightforward. It's really nice in that
There will
sense.
Still be enough differences between each other, because no transplant patient is the same. So you still need to have that chat at some point of like, you know, like take us two for example. Pred affects me differently to how it affects you.
Definitely.
Like, you know, I turn into a fat, very white Hulk. You probably don't.
I turn into a fat, very brown Hulk.
No, well, we saw it, you know,
so it's
two
very
sides
similar,
of a coin,
yeah,
right?
I know
there.
What you mean. It's very
dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should start wrapping it up, Rubes.
Do you reckon?
On some nice stories.
Yeah.
Some good stories.
Also, you promised me a sausage roll and a parmesan.
Positive. Oh my God. We're gonna go get those bad boys soon enough.
You know what? I've mentioned Esra.
Hey, because you can. I mean, I'm getting my timing right. You're getting the name right.
Oh, wow.
Oh well, look at us. We're on a roll today.
We should be on a roll today. I do feel like I do want to end with my sweet story time story. And in terms of good things and how to support a person who's going through a relationship, health problem. I'm not going through a relationship, very much the opposite. She was there, like ever present. And like, that's something that I never thought that I needed or even wanted for that matter, because my family, my friends, like yourself, you were there like pretty much 3 days of a week.
Yeah.
Just because you're there, like you're a mate, you just kind of invite yourself and you know that you don't have to really, no, but in a good way, obviously, mate.
Yoo-hoo,
you were like,
obviously.
I'm here. And you're not even next
Hello,
door to the hospital bed.
And Reeves is just like, what are you doing? And I'm just like, I've been pushed in myself.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
That's what it is.
I'm supporting you, Ruben, whether you like us or not.
But it's just more, I mean, I don't want to go on a really long list of compliments or anything like that, but what I will say is, obviously, she was ever present throughout the whole process, throughout my second transplant, which I'm very grateful for. But with this, I think what I will say is just that it's not what she said, it's what she did.
Yeah.
That, and like how she behaved.
How she behaved. Like an adult.
Yeah. I should have really stopped her. It's not what she said, but it's what she did.
Yeah.
Which means the most, you know?
That's cute.
And I think that's the most important thing. And I'm very lucky to have that.
Yeah.
And that's my story time ending.
Story
fairy tale
time
ending.
With Ruben and Ollie. Yes. So I guess I've got to tell a story now, don't I? I've got
to
be all
kind of
lovey-dubby.
You've got lots of lovey-dubby things
to share. I do have some lovely stories with my current missus. She's proper top, to be honest. I like the difference in how we're talking about her. She's all right. She ain't half bad, you know, lads. She ain't half bad. She's a proper 15 out of 10. I'll tell you that.
Ooh.
She's how she deals is the wrong word. Supports me.
Yeah.
How she puts up with me is amazing. Honestly, just me in general. Take away the medical.
This, and you've got kidney failure. Oh,
She just take one look at me and how I dress, and she's like, "What is that?" That was a choice, as she says. There's small things she does where, like, we'll just be sitting chilling or whatever, and she'll just be like, yeah, I was reading up about kidney transplants. Like, does this affect you that way? And then it will be like a very casual, very chilled conversation of like, okay, cool. Ollie, we know your kidney function might not be doing the best at the moment, so you're going to be feeling rough as hell. How can I help with that? Like, you know, I have what I call a bad kidney day where I'll wake up in the morning and it will be like, Lord Terry, I'm feeling rough today. And I had that when I was around hers.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, no, that's fine. We'll just have a chilled day. Done. Sorted. Nothing big. Simple. Didn't throw a temper tantrum. Didn't have a hissy fit or anything like that. It was just very chilled, very relaxed.
Can I be greedy?
Yeah, of course.
Because I think this is a very sweet and not over the top gesture. But I think what you've shared with me before about your current situation in terms of protein diets and things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd really like you to share that because I think it's a very simple but effective and very sweet thing. Like, shout out to your missus, really, because it's very sweet. It's a little things, man.
Oh, you want that story as well? Is that what you're asking her?
I said I'm talking about the noodles.
Oh, I love me. Yeah, okay. So I've recently been put on quite a high-fat, high-protein diet, as high as, you know, a kidney transplant patient can, because we're not allowed too much protein.
Of course.
But I was telling her about it, and she just did something really simple where she changed the meal we were having ever so slightly and added high-protein noodles. Like, that was it. No questions asked. She just did it. Like, yeah. And I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, well, you need to go on a high-protein diet, so I've just bought some high-protein noodles and we've made a stir-fry. That's it. That's nothing it. Too big.
But it's like,
no big beef or anything like that. And I was like, I'm not used to that. That's really nice. Like a bit of a prat. I almost got emotional.
Just for the record, he's going really red.
I am. The hangover's coming out. Wait till you hear the alcohol sweats.
Oh, or dear.
You're going to be stuck in a car. Yeah, that's how
I can barely see them, mate. I don't want
to. Gushes, mate.
But no, I think the reason why I did want you to, sorry, I wanted to call you out there.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
Call her out as well in some way, is because I think that's a very sweet thing and it's a simple thing, man. It's just, you know, making these little changes to your diet or, you know, being able to put up more support, should I say, again. Because yeah. We're so used to just saying, oh yeah, put up with someone.
Just deal with us, yeah.
Supporting in that way. I think that's a really lovely way on a high-protein noodle diet story.
Bulking. Some people call it bulking. I call it survival. It is what it is.
I call it eat what you want when you want.
Yeah. I'm not exactly going to be Bane, but you know.
Yeah, true.
I mean, put a bit of weight on, so.
Sorry, we're just really lagging. I think today's just been one of those days.
Oh,
thank you for tuning in, though, I do want to say. Yes,
thank you for dealing with our hungover.
Thank you for supporting us.
Honestly, I'm terrified to burp. About, really? Like, it's one of those kind of.
That's not good.
You know, is it going to come out both ends? I don't know, Rubes. I don't know. I can't promise.
We're going to leave the premises soon.
Like, we're going to leave the premises. I'm not going to put your toilet through that, but I'm going to put my car through it. That's for sure.
Oh dear.
It's all right. I've got some wipes in the back. It'll be grand.
That's good.
Charlie, good. Thank you for tuning in.
Are you thanking me? I feel like I'm
thanking you. Us just thanking people who do actually tune in for dealing with us,
yeah.
Supporting us. Oh, he did it. He's not sure what he did, but he felt good. So it is.
How can you support us?
That's a good question.
By following us.
Oh,
dear.
You know what?
So
I'm going to let you.
This is why we don't do ad breaks or whatever.
Imagine if we had an advert.
Thank you for tuning in, guys. It's really lovely of you.
100%.
It's also potentially coming home.
Stop.
You can find us on Instagram at Professional Patients.
Yep.
And you can listen to us. You can tune in on Spotify.
Yep.
If you just search the Professional Patients Podcast.
And Apple Podcasts.
And Apple Podcasts. And Google Play Podcasts.
Anchor.fm.
Oh, my Google went off.
All kinds of cool places. Yeah, you can find us everywhere, basically.
You can literally.
We're quite open like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glorious. Thank you for tuning in. Toodle pips.
Take care.
Oh, my God, I need a drink.